my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It is Friday today. The week has come and gone. We've been speaking about revival this week. I appreciate you listening today. Oh, no. I just looked. It's Friday the 13th. Oh, friends, stay inside. It's going to be a terrible day. It's going to be a great day. Don't let that nonsense bother you. I've come too far to look back. The echoes of joy sing for us. They're sweet girls. I think you're going to enjoy this song today. Thank you for listening on Friday the 12th, the 15th, the 13th.
I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. All the treasures I used to love have all faded from view. There's a new day ahead for me. All my heartache is over, for I left it at Calvary.
I've come too far to look back. I'm so thankful that God's been so good to me. He's let me live a long life, and I've enjoyed my life. I've enjoyed all the joy of my life as being the pastor of this church. And then to be on the radio with our dear friends, I just thank God for His goodness. I've come too far to look back. And there's one more song I want to get up if I can. And it's the song, It's Not in Vain. And I want you to know that everything you do for Christ, it's going to last for eternity. It's not in vain. Let's have the group sing.
We have labored in the vineyards of the Lord, and it seems the world has stolen our reward. But God has not forgotten, and when He calls us home, we'll receive eternal treasures and a place of honor near His throne. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. We serve a risen Savior. Jesus rules and reigns. The heavens cheer us on. We do not walk alone. Our labor, our witness, our faith is not in vain.
God has seen our faithful service through the years.
That wonderful thing that everything I do, it's not in vain. It is not in vain. Well, we close off the broadcast, and this week we've been looking at revival, and revival is a renewed recognition of sin. It's a recognition this is sin in my life. Secondly, it's a repentance from that sin. And thirdly, there's a renewed desire to serve God. I want to serve God. Well, we're in Hosea chapter 8, and I want to begin reading verse 1. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. When a man sets a trumpet to his mouth, he's calling for an army to rouse up, to get roused up to serve God. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Watch it. Here's our verse today. Israel, Israel hath cast off the thing that is good. You know, as a Christian, as an independent, fundamental, separated Baptist, I'm all of those. I'm not ashamed. I'm an independent. I'm not ashamed. I'm not Southern Baptist. I'm not Northern Baptist. I'm not GRB Baptist. I'm not BBF. I am not CBA. I thank God we're just an independent Baptist church. We've been it for 50 years. It's worked. It's working. It's going forward. I thank God for it. Now, with that in mind, the Bible says Israel hath cast off the thing that's good. I know you're tired of me saying this. I'm not casting off the Sunday school. America was built on the Sunday school. These great preachers that we've had preach through the years at our pastor's conference, brother, they all believe the Sunday school. Raymond Hancock, Bobby Robertson, Lee Robertson, Tom Malone, Rudy Atwood, Curtis Hudson, Clarence Sexton, and there's so many others that have, Jack Hiles, so many others that have preached here through the years, and they all believed in the Sunday school. They all believed in the Sunday. I believe that God gifts people with the gift of teaching. And with the gift of teaching, you've got to have an area for those people to serve. And Sunday school teachers, I want to say we have 180 Sunday school teachers. I'm not sure that's true. I think it's 180. But whatever it is, I know that I need to have 380. I know I needed more of them, and get people to study the Word of God all week and pray over their class and visit their class and check on their students and make sure they're coming and getting visitors come. That's the answer. That's the new. Don't cast off the Sunday school. Don't cast off the choir. Every church needs a choir. We're gonna have a choir in heaven. Don't cast off the choir. Don't cast off the choir for and in your orchestra for a praise team and for a rock and roll group and a drummer up there and all that. Don't cast it off. Don't cast off Sunday night. Don't cast off Wednesday night. Don't cast off the King James Bible. Don't cast off biblical separation. Women looking like women, men looking like men, living for God, sold out 24/7. Christ who is our life. Don't cast that off. Don't cast off singing from a great hymn book. The songs of the faith, not this modern junk. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Get the idea of what you're doing. It's all about worshiping God and worshiping the Father and worshiping the Son. Yeah, listen, I'm all for that. Oh, worship the King. Why don't you sing that song? Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon. Why don't you sing those great old hymns of the faith with theology? We worship you. We worship you. No. Don't cast off the songbook. Don't cast off preaching. God has chosen these last days the foolishness of seminar teaching. No. Preaching the Word of God. Kerook, to lift your voice, to herald with authority. That's what God's chosen. Don't cast off the bus ministry. Thank God. Don't cast off worldwide missions. The heartbeat of this church is missions here at home and abroad, picking up boys and girls for Sunday school, going around the globe and starting New Testament, establishing New Testament local church. Don't cast off the thing that is good. Well, I appreciate you, friends. I hope you have a good day, Saturday, Sunday. Father, bless our dear listener friends. I thank you for them. And may we have a weekend that brings honor to the Lord Jesus Christ is our prayer. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.